Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. For our Advent sermon series this year, we are focusing on the three wise women of Christmas, Mary, Elizabeth, and Anna. As I mentioned last week, we hear a lot about the wise men, and they have a prominent place in the traditional nativity scene. But really, we know almost nothing about the wise men. In contrast, the Bible gives us many details about the three wise women who play such a prominent role in the Christmas story. Hebrews says, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." In the witness and faith of Mary, Elizabeth, and Anna, we have a powerful testimony and example of faith for us to imitate. We continue this morning with the second wise woman of Christmas, who, after the Virgin Mary, was the second human to know the good news of the Incarnation, Mary's cousin, Elizabeth. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. In the Christmas story, there are actually two amazing births which take place, Jesus and his cousin, John the Baptist. 6 months before the angel Gabriel appeared to the Virgin Mary to tell her, "You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus," this same angel had appeared to Elizabeth's husband, Zechariah, and announced, "Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John." The important difference between these two miraculous births was, of course, that Mary, as Martin Luther says, conceived a child and became a mother not by virtue of a man, but by the Holy Spirit. In the case of Elizabeth and Zechariah, Luke tells us they had no children because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well along in years. The miracle in their case is that the Lord enabled them to conceive a child in the natural way. As Gabriel tells Mary, "Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth's wisdom did not come from within herself. The text says that she was filled with the Holy Spirit, enlightened with what James describes as the wisdom that comes down from above. That is why Elizabeth says to Mary, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Elizabeth recognizes the child in Mary's womb as the Messiah, and Mary as the mother of our Lord, because Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. She received enlightenment from above. Satan falsely promised the first woman, Eve, if only she would disobey God and eat the forbidden fruit, then she would have wisdom. "When you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God." But instead of gaining wisdom and enlightenment, Adam and Eve's rebellion plunged the entire world, including us, into spiritual ignorance and darkness. As the Gospel of John declares, "This is the verdict. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Many people celebrate Christmas with lots of light, but really they're in the dark. because they celebrate without knowing what it's really all about. In order to understand and believe the real significance of Christmas, we must, like Elizabeth, be filled with the Holy Spirit. We must receive the wisdom that comes down from above. For it is only by such enlightenment from above that we know what Christmas is really all about. Because, like Elizabeth, through the Holy Spirit's enlightenment from above, we understand and believe who this child born of Mary is. Blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Christmas isn't just a fun-filled winter festival, a nostalgic family tradition, an enchanting fable about a baby born in a stable once upon a time. Christmas is the good news of God coming down to earth and made man, incarnate by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. Christmas is the good news of your salvation, for the babe of Bethlehem was born for you, to live in your place a perfect life, to die on the cross as a sacrifice for your sins, to rise again so that you will have eternal life. God rest you merry, gentlemen. Let nothing you dismay. Remember, Christ, our Savior, was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. O tidings of comfort and joy. Like Elizabeth, be wise this Christmas season. Be wise by understanding and believing the real reason for the season. Blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Elizabeth was also wise in another way that you may not have thought about. The angel Gabriel announced to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you." It was extremely painful for Zechariah and Elizabeth to be childless. In that culture, being childless was cruelly considered to be a punishment from God. That is not the teaching of the Bible, but that's how people thought back then. And that's still how we often think today when bad things happen to ourselves or to others, that somehow it must be a punishment from God. Yet Elizabeth did not believe that God had forsaken her. She still trusted in the Lord and his promises. And she took her troubles and her sorrows to him in prayer. Luke reports, "After this, Zechariah's wife Elizabeth became pregnant. 'The Lord has done this for me,' she said. 'In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people.'" Martin Luther comments, "So the pain that Elizabeth and Zechariah had previously suffered over having been childless was transformed into even that much more abundantly precious thing. God gave them so much blessing for their disappointments that it was immeasurable, surpassing all that could have been hoped. For when God comes, he compensates so abundantly that he gives us more than we could have hoped or thought. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son. He will be a joy and delight to you. Like Elizabeth, be wise in your times of pain and sorrow. Do not turn away from the Lord, but trust in Him. Turn to the Lord for comfort. Turn to Him with your troubles in prayer. As Paul says in Philippians, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.